This is CliffCentral.com. The Unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous on CliffCentral.com.
Good morning to you here on CliffCentral.com. My name is Alan Ford with the one and only Nathan Rowe.
Hi!
Nathan, I'm so creaky.
Yeah, you sound croaky. It's like you've got a cricket in your throat.
It's so... Yeah, Jiminy, that's the way we do it. But I've got to tell you something very interesting, that the worst time to get sick is as you're about to go on holiday. It's crazy, especially during summer.
It does happen, though, and to be honest, the seasons have been a little bit all over the show.
So. Antibiotic goes straight to the chest, just make sure you get better.
Do you know what antibiotic means?
No.
Anti-life.
Really?
So next time you take an antibiotic, just think of what you're actually doing. You're kind of killing yourself a little bit more every time.
So what can you tell me, Nathan Rowe? What's happening?
I can tell you Christmas is coming.
I'm
excited.
Ho, ho, ho.
It's coming really fast.
Depends how you see it.
Sure. Yeah, it's coming really fast. I mean, it's literally almost a week away, huh?
Okay.
2 weeks away.
Actually, let me correct that. Ho, ho, hos get paid. Sluts do it for free.
Wow.
In studio, Kanye Nokwe, who is from Pinocchio and Mark Tatum. They join us in the studio. Toby Crenier, acting legend, will be on the line. Today we're pantoing, which is going to be so much fun. So don't miss this. This is going to be great. We're also going to talk about possibly the biggest event in Cape Town. It's called the MCQP. Close to 15,000 people. It's the Mother City Queer Project. And people come from all over the world. Like, people go to Sydney to Gay Pride and to Berlin and to New York. People come here to MCQP. And the theme this year, Dungeons and Dragons. What would you dress up as?
Definitely a dragon.
But how?
No, have you not seen dragon cosplay? It's the most epic thing.
Where do you buy a dragon
outfit? No, you make it. You actually build a dragon with fake legs going over the sides and it looks like you're riding a dragon.
Have you got something in your house?
I don't. I've never gone to
I'm
going to
get a stick and just put it on the side of my face. By the way, it's about 40-50% straight, if people want to know.
Really?
It really is.
Sure.
It really is. It's a big, big fun fest. That's what it is.
It's like everyone's the percentage of most married households.
No, seriously, continue. So we'll talk about that. And then it's the biggest news of the week. The Ritz Hotel in Cape Town finally opens up with a brand new restaurant, which we're going to discuss in a moment, called Casa at the Ritz. Mm-hmm. People have been waiting for this. This is the new hottest spot. On the line, we have got Nicky van der Walt, him and his wife, Leanne Liebenberg, model and opening it this week. Nicky, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Al. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. It's been huge anticipation, the waiting and the opening of the Ritz finally is happening in Seapoint, and they say Casa is the place to be. It's going to be almost like a Florida or Miami style a pool vibe, pool party.
Correct. So I like to refer to it as a resort style restaurant. I mean, inspiration very much was the like of Miami, Los Angeles, but obviously with a very Cape Townian twist. We are Cape Town, we're not Miami, we're not Los Angeles, so just taking a little bit of influence from what's out there and infusing it in South African way.
Nicky, I need you to speak up a bit, you're a bit soft, but I need to ask this question. Firstly, what can people expect? Is it a lot of lounging around the pool, boozing, dancing, music, people dancing in the pool? Is it for kids? Is it for everybody? Tell me, what is it about?
So, Alan, it's a 320-seater restaurant. It flows out onto the pool deck. We've got alfresco dining. We've got a sponsored bar. We've got cabanas. But the one thing it's not, and a lot of people think it's not Spring Break Las Vegas. It's
okay.
A little bit more restrained, a little bit more refined than that. And yes, it's definitely for children, for adults. It's a family place. And more importantly, it's for Catonians. So when we designed the hotel, we designed it with Catonians in mind. So we want not just hotel guests there, but local residents.
Okay.
To book a lounger, come lounge around for the day. Have a lazy lunch.
Very Saint-Tropez, club style, which is exactly what you want. What type of food can we expect?
Well, I've gone something very, 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 very accessible and that will appeal to everybody. So we've gone with classics, everything from chicken milanese to truffle mac and cheese to normal burger to a Wagyu burger with the sushi. We've got pizza. very nice, light, resorty, but it's the kind of place that you can come to 3-4 times a week and not get bored of the food or the menu.
I'm going to shift slightly, Nikki. Casa opens at the Ritz this Friday, but later this month, the revolving restaurant of Cape Town opens as well. More fine dining.
Correct. So tomorrow the hotel opens up together with Casa, and on the 20th onwards, we open the revolving restaurant.
Which is going to be magnificent.
More fine dining. Offering.
That is incredible because you see the whole
place. But it's a bit more of a formal offering than Casa.
And then I know that there's some whispers and you can't discuss it because it'll be announced later on that Richard Branson's former chef is involved with you guys.
Can't confirm or deny the same, but it's going to be a surprise and it's going to be amazing.
Fantastic. Casa opens at the Ritz. If you're visiting Cape Town, you've got to be there. It's incredible.
And even if you are a Cape Townian.
It's going to be so cool. It's the best. And most importantly, this revolving restaurant. I love a revolving restaurant. It's one of the best things that you can, because it's so weird. 1 minute you're there, next minute you're in another spot. But congratulations. Finally, the Ritz opens. Nikki van der Walt, congratulations to you and Leanne Liebenberg. Be well.
And the rest of my team. Not just
the team. All the team.
There's other parties involved. Everybody's budget and tears went into this. So thank you very much, Alan.
Magic. Thank you very much. That's Nikki van der Walt. The opening of Casa at the Ritz in Cape Town. It's going to be... It's so hot. So hot.
Sounds epic.
Yeah.
So how... So the revolving restaurant, that's different to Casa?
Yeah, that's a new restaurant up at the top.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what the name is. It hasn't been announced.
Oh, okay.
They're doing a grand opening.
Okay.
Which will be fantastic. But can you imagine seeing New Year's Eve on top of that revolving restaurant?
Sure.
You can just see all the whole of the panoramic of the Cape. It's so incredible. Incredible.
And the view keeps changing and it just gets better and better.
It's such a cool experience. I must tell you, I was at the Marriott Hotel in New York, and we did New Year's Eve also on the revolving restaurant. And it was the best way to see the whole of New York City.
So there used to be one in Joburg, in Brom, I think, actually.
And there's one in
Doesn't rotate anymore.
Yeah. It's very 70s. Okay, but it's nice to kind of revive the 70s.
On very much like the rotating leopard print bed. Hey, that is also very 70s.
I haven't been on one of those before.
But I haven't.
It would be fun.
I would have thought you would have known about that more than me, actually.
Now, we're discussing, of course, the MCQP, a huge event. Talking about gay, okay, because it's not just gay, but it is a gay type of thing. We were talking about Christmas, a lot of gay Christmas carols, like it got the word gay in it.
Well, there's two,
okay.
But they're great. Like this one, for example.
Give it to me.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. Don we now our gay apparel.
Yeah, that's the gay line.
That's the gay line. Yay!
And the other one is, have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. And if you know what the Yuletide is, it's
What is the Yuletide?
What is the Yuletide?
What is it?
Yule is the Christmas season.
And
the tide is the coming of the Christmas season.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So that's when gay people used to be happy.
Yeah. Well, things that happen. MCQP is happening very shortly. In studio, though, we're going to be talking to two very special guests, Kanye Nokwe and Mark Tatum from Pinocchio, which is happening at the Joburg Theatre. I never know what to call it. Is it the Mandela Theatre, the Joburg
Theatre? Yeah, the Mandela Theatre at the Joburg Theatre.
Let's get you closer to that microphone. Okay. Kanye, you play Pinocchio.
Yes, indeed, I do.
And tell me about that role. Firstly, do you love it? Are you loving working with Janice?
Yes.
Is it your first time?
First time. And it's such a blessing. It's been fun. Been learning a lot about the pantomime style. It's a really special style to learn, and it's a unique one. So it's been a fun journey, fun cast as well.
And it's interesting because it's a boy role.
Yes.
Well, it is a boy role because it's a puppet boy. And you're a girl.
I'm a girl.
Okay, so this is definitely MCQP-ish.
The gender, but the gender fluidity is on point.
It's on fleek.
Yeah.
Now, very interesting, the Nokwe family was headed by your aunt Tao Nokwe.
Du Nokwe, yes.
Du Nokwe, sorry, forgive me. And you guys, or your family, was known as the Jacksons of Africa.
Mm.
It's a very musical family.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Wow. So my maternal side, my entire maternal side is very, very musical. My aunt is an African folk pop singer. Mm-hmm. My granddad, her father, was an actor. On my mother's side, again, we have big bands and all of those things in the Cape. So it's just in our blood.
Because you're born in the Eastern Cape in Uten Aid?
And yes.
Okay, correct. And you went to the National School of the Arts?
Yes, I did.
Okay, cool. So what are we going to do? Because
I want to find out who Michael is here. Are you Michael?
No.
Oh.
The Jackson, the African.
Oh, oh yes, yes. Yeah, well,
I
missed it.
Nathan, because you arrived as we walked into studio. Yes. You haven't prepped anything, but you're going to sing something.
Okay, sure.
Okay. What is your favorite song? Let's find it.
So many options.
Is this like a Christmas song thing, or is it just any song?
You can pick any song, but Christmas is the vibe. So I want you to think about it. Talk to Nathan while we discuss the MCQP project happening in Cape Town this weekend. So prepare something.
Well, I kind of need her to.
Okay, go and whisper.
Unless you want to play some music while we talk.
Whisper because we've got. Candace Hines is on the line, the executive project manager of the MCQP. It is the biggest event in Cape Town. Tens and thousands of people are there. It's happening at the castle this year. The theme is Dungeons and Dragons, Mother City Queer Project. Welcome, Candace, to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Looking forward to it.
Candace, I tell you, first and foremost, this is, what year are we in? Must be close to the 20th year.
No, we actually, this year is our lucky 24th, so yeah, it's the 24th.
And again, I said it at the beginning of the show, this Candace, is not just about gay people. This is about all walks of life. I think if you looked at the numbers, 40% are straight.
Yeah.
But it's a hell of a lot of fun, a lot of dressing up, and why the castle is the venue this year?
You know, we try to get the castle for 17 years, and we just weren't fortunate enough to book it. So it's taken us 17 years. And I don't know, you know, Cape Town, MCQP, we try to stick to something that's in the center of Cape Town, always. And obviously the castle spoke volumes to us, and as soon as we managed to find a deal with the castle, we came up with the theme Dungeons and Dragons.
Which is so clever.
It worked perfectly. And it's obviously the Game of Thrones season at the moment, and it's just the perfect time. So yeah, we're looking forward to it.
There's going to be a lot of leather, I'm telling you. Like, you can see leather happening.
Lots of straps.
I need to ask you a question. This, again, yes. We want to encourage everybody to attend. And I think that's the most important thing. It's not just about asking. It's not a gay event. It's not. Because it really is fun. How many dance floors have you got this year?
This year we have eight dance floors. So we need a lot of people. We have enough people with dance floors. We've got eight. We've got a live stage where we have our usual performers. You know, we've got good luck playing this year, which is quite exciting. We've flown down a DJ from Berlin to play on the techno floor. We've got a trance floor. We've got disco. We've got 80s. We've got all the hits.
It's incredible.
We have something for everyone. And like you said, you know, it isn't just a gay party. We don't even call it the Mother City Queer Project anymore. We call it MCQP. So
We lost Candace there. But Candace, sorry about that. Candace, we lost there. We'll get her. That's perfect. We're not going to get it back on the line. But MCQP, please get your tickets at Copy Ticket. Go to their website. It happens this week, Saturday, at the Cape Castle. There is a ticket station outside. Dress up. It is so much fun. You don't understand the extent. People will actually become in dragons. With a life-size dragon.
No, it's like the Burning Man. People go crazy. All out. Yeah.
And it's so much fun. I haven't created my costume yet. I thought I was just doing a dragon tattoo on my face. But
No, Alan, come. I'll build you a dragon if you need.
I'm leaving today to Cape Town.
Okay, I can't build you one in the next half an hour.
But great theme, and I'm so happy that they've got the castle. I think we've got Candace back in the line. Candace, you there?
Yeah, sorry, man, I got cut off there.
No problem. Candace, it's going to be loads of fun, lots of different dance floors. It's lots of. I love the fact that the VIP tickets. How much are VIP tickets this year?
VIP tickets are $980, and then you get a certain amount of drinks for free. So everyone gets a card. We're using a howler system this year.
Yeah, you get drinks for free, yeah.
Yeah, You get 400 rand worth of drinks with that ticket, and you get your own dance and your own area and your own DJ.
That's the key. The key is to, I must be honest, I love the VIP ticket because you get the, you can just drink for nothing. It's really cool. And then again, the general access?
General access is 380.
But it's it's a party of note. What time does it start this year, Candice?
It starts at 8 p.m. and we end at 4 a.m.
Yeah,
it's and we've got food trucks and loads of entertainment, so you can come early. We've also got like a split on the brides, go over the whole theme, like a medieval feast kind of idea.
Oh, I love it.
We do. Yeah.
It's really clever, and I must say, I think Ian and your team and yourself, well done. It's superb. Thanks. I look forward to attending. I'm going to try and put something together, but I'll look fab. I always do.
I'll definitely
do that. If I do say so myself. Yeah. Candice Haynes, thank you very much. MCQP, where can we get tickets?
You can get tickets from Cricket. So go to our website or Facebook page and it'll direct you to the right.
And will you have that outside ticket stand?
Yeah, of course. You can still
so clever. At the door, yeah.
Obviously, it'll be limited. So it's going to be some sales because in the next 2 days, this is when the tickets just fly.
They fly.
And eventually, we will need
anyway, we love it. Thank you, Candice, for joining us. That's MCQP happening at the castle in Cape Town. Yeah, it's going to be really fun. Rainy Man. It's not just about men, there are lots of women that go. Have you heard of the concept of the fag hag?
The fag hag?
Yes. Okay, you know what the fag hag is?
I thought it was a woman who smokes.
No. So the fag hag is basically the gay guy's best girlfriends. They're the fag hags.
Yeah. Okay.
But I've got a lot of straight, beautiful, wonderful friends. And it's now fag stags. So I've got fags. So there's going to be lots of fag hags, a lot of fag stags, and a lot of fags, and a lot of lesbians, and a lot of everybody. It's going to be fun.
Isn't the lesbian equivalent of that a beard?
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
No. Something like that. A beard is a woman who is helping disguise a man's sexual orientation,
right.
A gay man's sexual orientation.
I got you.
Yeah, and then there's a beard and there's a purse.
Ah, okay, so the purse is what
Kanye
I was thinking.
Kanye knows
more. Sure, Kanye's down with the lingo.
All right, so, and we're coming to Mark in a second, and we're going to have Toby Cunha on the line in a moment, but we're going to get you to sing a little song.
Yes.
Which is really, I think, a really special Christmas song.
It is.
Are you ready?
I think so.
Are you warmed up? It's 19 minutes past 9.
Sure, 3 minutes left.
Pressure.
Okay.
Yeah, and this is no rehearsal, no nothing.
No nothing.
This is ClipCentral.com.
You've never heard this track before. Let's see.
Kalinokwe. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, folks dressed up like Eskimos, everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe helps to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way.
Sing them.
Every mother's child is gonna spy
simple frame. Two kids from 1 to 92. Though it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Wow. Definitely Michael. Definitely Michael. Sure, ladies and gentlemen, can you knock where? Wow. Okay.
Thank you.
So do you have brothers and sisters as well?
I do indeed.
And are they equally talented?
Yeah.
Do they get jailed? Are they lawsuits? How much like the Jackson 5 are you?
Well, my sister apparently is a stylist. She's based in the States. My brother works for Google in Dublin.
Wow.
My other brother is an IT geek.
Okay.
And yeah, we're okay.
Wow, okay, cool. So you're a geeky musical family.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, that was beautiful, I must tell you.
Yeah, that was absolutely stunning. Wow.
I mean, Christmas is a lovely voice. Dynamite comes in small packages.
Yes.
And I was with my friend Matthew Coonan on the weekend, and of course Matthew used to do the show with us.
Yeah, he played Jiminy.
Cricket. Firstly, do you know what are the most beloved Disney characters was Tinkerbell and Jiminy Cricket?
Yeah.
And you haven't seen Pinocchio.
I haven't. I've
you
seen
cry
little
in
snippets.
That movie. Oh, I tell you, I cry. Sure.
I've seen snippets of it.
Classic.
It's one of the most beautiful, beautiful movies.
I used to have this compilation of like small little excerpts of cartoons on a VHS when I was growing up, and it had the scene where Pinocchio gets chowed by the whale.
Yeah.
And that's the only part of it I've seen.
I know. Actually. It's really, yeah.
Chowed.
I actually forgot about that.
Yeah.
He does. He gets
all sorts of things.
Yeah,
well,
shame.
We've got a phenomenal cast, and on the line is the it's got to be Mr. Pantomime or Mrs. Pantomime, dame of note or not. The one and only, he plays Geppetto. Toby Crunier is on the show. Welcome, Toby. You're legend.
Hi, Alan. How are you doing?
It is so good to have you on the show. First, it's you're superb on stage. You're funnier than ever. But you just love this, don't you?
I do. it sounds such a weird thing to love. But my first love in life is the theatre. I really like it.
What is it about pantomimes that you take so much from? Because I think it's... the audience love it. Toby, like, you're the most beloved person.
Well, I don't know why that happened, but I like it because it's, you know, when you do straight theatre play or comedies or straight plays, the actor has to work very, very hard to create an atmosphere. Whereas in the pantomime, the music is there and the colour is there and the set and the costumes, you know, you've got so much support. So you don't have to create so much. You've got to push a lot of energy, which is also hard work. But you're kind of assured of making an impact, you know, because you've got all this behind you. That's what I like about it.
Now, what... in 2009, you performed as Geppetto in the premiere, the original, yes, Janis Hanneman's, yes, Pinocchio. Did you do this character differently this time?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Did you? Is Geppetto different in this production compared to 2009?
It is more or less the same, apart from the fact that I'm older, and I think it's great that he's an older guy. You know, so it was easier for me. I've got physical limits now. Because I'm older, so it makes. I was frustrated in the beginning of rehearsals because I couldn't do what I did the previous time physically, but otherwise everything is nice. I mean, there are pros and cons about getting old.
Toby,
on stage.
I will see you. Well, you know, you age gracefully, but most importantly, I think your roles change. You pick different, more discerning roles. And, you know, yes, you are limited, but sometimes those are the best performances because you can really focus on bringing across that maturity in some respect. Even though the pantomime's not very mature, if you think about it.
I agree with you.
Kanye and yourself obviously have a lot to do together on the show. I mean, what has it been like working with Turby, Kanye?
Oh, it's been amazing. Hello, Papa Geppetto.
Hello, my sweetie pie.
It's been amazing. He's such a strong pillar of support for the cast, and he's so gracious, and you can't do without that energy on stage or off stage. And on stage, he always finds moments to make you laugh. You never miss that sense of humor working with him, just as a colleague as well. He finds ways to just make you laugh. It's never expected, but it's always welcomed.
Turby Krunier, thank you for joining us on the line. We look forward to the run, the end of the run. I know it's coming to the last couple of weeks. But again,
yes,
I mean, when people see that the billboard goes up and like, there's Turby Krunier, the whole world, like, we got a book to see Turby, which is brilliant. You're an absolute legend, sir. Look after yourself. Have a good Christmas.
Thanks, Alan.
And
thank
be happy. Cheers.
Bye-bye, Kanye.
Bye, Papa Geppetto.
Shame Mark, he left you out of that one.
Oh, that's right. We good mates.
Mark, let's come to you. Since Sidian's boy, born in Johannesburg, and a very interesting career, life. I mean, you're a dancer, you're a singer, you've got your own company, your own production company. Tell me about the production company.
Yeah, a mate of mine, Daniel Geddes, I studied with him at Wits University, and we decided we wanted to make our own work. We majored in physical theatre at Wits.
Yes.
And so we applied to go to Grahamstown to the National Arts Festival.
Help me.
Yes.
What is physical theatre? Do you know what it is?
Yes, I believe it's theatre while using your body.
Sorry, that is the basic premise.
It's show me. Stand over there and do something.
You want to record this?
Well, we're gonna do radio mime.
Can you do
boring for the listeners?
Theatre with movement.
Do whatever.
Oh, is that
there's mime that you can do?
Okay, all right.
He seems to be holding on to something.
Holding on to something that doesn't exist.
It's a climbing wall that is on wheels, and he's moving it.
Yeah, I mean, it ranges from like mime to full-on contemporary dance.
It's a fair question. You're not it because we have a theatre show, but like, I'm doing physical theatre. Because you think all theatre is physical.
Yeah, no.
Do you ever think the other theatre people get a little bit offended? Like, I use my body when I'm
acting. I think they do.
My voice is still a physicality. Think about it.
Yeah, your voice is physical, yeah. No, it's a very broad term, so it can really be anything, and like you say, all theatre is physical. You know, you'll even see in the panto there's a lot of physical stuff. So.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of it comes. Isn't it born from mime? I mean, that kind of exaggerating action to a point where people know exactly what you're doing, even though it's a tiny little thing.
Yeah, it's the idea that you can do an entire kind of hour-long piece without saying a single word, and still play multiple characters and use your body to portray different characters. That's the general kind of idea. Yeah,
I like that you're an entrepreneur. So you have your own DJ, sound equipment business, and then of course you have done children's theatre.
Yes,
and you won an Lady Award.
Or you nominated. The show did. Yeah, the show won.
Well, that's how they do it. Sorry, forgive me.
Coco's Treasure. Yeah.
Coco's Treasure. Mm. And so again, pantomime's got a lot of children's theatre elements in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's loads of fun. It's such high energy. Kanye and I always talk about the fact that we have to smile for the whole show. It's great fun, you know. And also, I mean, this is my first panto, so having the school's shows for that first week and just hearing them scream. They don't stop screaming. They don't stop screaming.
My nephew, they went mad. They went crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
They bounced off the wall.
They do. They literally
they do.
Do.
Yeah. And you want that. Because what makes panto so great.
Exactly.
But what I love about it is a pantomime, all of a sudden you're watching this fantastic bunch of kids all going crazy, but you've seen the old, adults and let's say even the aged, who somebody said, all going mad with it.
Yeah. Oh, no, for sure.
And I love the humor in Janice's writing because there's like those jokes that they've got kids don't get, and you like completely get them.
Yeah.
The sexual, it's like
there's a lot of
innuendo.
Under the belt jokes.
Lots,
kids are like, what? I didn't get that. And adults are like, never mind.
I also love the breaking of the fourth wall because you get to do that. Hey? And
100%.
I think when we were talking to Turby now on the phone, I think that's such an element that is just so different from other theatre, where you can just break out and chat to someone sitting in the front row and then go straight back into the story. And everyone's like, yeah, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, we understand.
So, Mark, as you know, we've made Kanye Reddy sing something. Yeah. What have we prepared for Mark?
Oh, we have a little... Because I don't know if you know this. You know, he went to Saints. He has a DJ thing. You know, he also plays cricket. Germany cricket, that is. And we have a song for you to sing.
This is such a this is the Disney anthem of note. There's When You Wish Upon a Star, which is like a Disney anthem. And then there's this one. Take it away, Mark.
Now for the news. I don't have lyrics for you, so...
It's cool. It's a long intro. I'm prepared.
It is. This is CliffCentral.com. My name's Alan Ford with Nathan Rowe, and we're discussing the pantomime happening in Johannesburg.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine coming my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
Knocker's got the dance moves there.
This is the dance break.
Everyone has to join in.
Coming my way. My, oh my, what a wonderful day.
This is a long...
A lot of dance breaks.
Ooh, we had a lot. Disney was going crazy.
It's an interesting version.
Here's a key change.
My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine coming my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
There's a bluebird on my...
Oh, is that not in this part?
Don't you, but it actually goes like that.
No,
it goes like that.
This is the Disney version. We have the Janice Honeyman.
No bluebirds on your shoulders. Got it.
So, again, such an interesting way to enter the let's just say the commercial theatre world for both of you, actually, to some extent.
Yes.
And to work with the likes of Andre Swartz, to work with the likes of Ilse Klink, and of course you've got Toby Grenier and Janice Honeyman, Bernard Jay, Claire, the whole team at the Civic. What an interesting theatre space.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Lively.
People love that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they say it's one of the best places to I mean, when they did Starlight Express, and they created a whole discussion. Shows you the magnitude of that stage.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not mocking the theatre, but I mean, there's nothing compared to the Joburg Theatre.
I mean, the lifts, the everything, bars, the whole scenery coming in and out is incredible.
It's crazy. Andre Swartz is the villain.
Yes.
He's done a lot of villain stuff.
Yeah.
Who is the villain in Pinocchio?
The fox.
Ah, the fox.
The fox and the other character, and the cat.
Yeah. Played by Chi Mende.
Yeah.
Now Chi Mende isn't in that role. So I think we need some Christmas carols and Christmas tunes.
Well, we've actually had a request.
One of our listeners had a request.
Someone wants to hear a summer song. Do you not know what it is?
Oh, this is of course Casa at the Ritz's opening. So what is the song?
The song is...
And if you're going on holiday, oh, that's a great song. Eh? Lovely. And of course, Cape Town's going to be rocking. Durban's going to be rocking. Port Elizabeth, St. Francis Bay. The whole country's hot. It's just this rain. He's kidding everyone in Joburg. I must tell you, my lungs are finished. This is CliffCentral.com. My name is Alan Ford with Nathan Rowe. And of course, this is The Unview, where we are the thin, the rich, and the fabulous. We just don't know which exactly one at the moment. It changes. It shifts. Actually, it's untrue, because we are always... fabulous.
Yes.
We're always fabulous, even if you've got a bit of a cold. And that's, I'm happy we played that song, because it's the end of this week. Tomorrow sees a lot of people going on leave and going on holiday, and going off, of course, to places like Casa at the Ritz in Cape Town, or Shimmy Beach Club, or going off to Zimbali, or all the beautiful places in South Africa. So I'm happy you played that. And of course, MCQP is going to be huge.
Our guests in studio weren't so happy about it, though. Why is that, guys? You kind of rolled
just
your...
Just expose us, why don't you?
No, we have to talk about these things.
Why?
We love it. We love the song. Wow.
We do have it in the show.
Yeah. So you heard it.
That's exactly why we played it. So you hear it every single day.
I hope you guys have actually learned the lyrics. by now.
I'm actually off stage when the song's playing.
No, but you hear it. So
yes.
Come, give us a little run.
You've got to give it.
I don't have to learn them.
You know what? At that time, I'm actually greeting audience members.
Right. So nothing sunk in.
Hey? The Spanish, it doesn't really sink in as well as English.
Who sings it?
Come, just try. I'll start you, and then you just carry on. Okay, so.
Despacito.
Despacito.
She's got harmonies.
And she hasn't learned the language.
Come, you can just go despacito.
Despacito. I actually go io.
Yeah.
Io.
That actually is what she sings.
She's singing it.
Yeah.
That's
her harmony.
Yeah, I'm not about.
I'm so happy we put that into the show. That also is for Summer from the pantomime, and things are really, really good.
Now people can single out your harmony there, and they're going to be listening for extra hard.
So Summer's in the air, and good things are happening. I do want to make a side note, just on a serious note. And at this time of the year, a lot of people are lonely, and a lot of people are sad. And a lot of people are, the exams didn't go well. The suicide rates have gone up. I've heard it on the news. Keep one thing in mind, that there are people that are lonely and you're lonely. Try find each other.
Mm.
Go off to an old age home. Go off to a children's home and do something good.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. And then if you yourself have a problem, remember the helplines are open. I know the depression and anxiety support groups lines are on, and I want to just keep that in mind. In the whole festive spirit, there are a lot of people sitting in this world that lost their jobs or are going through a divorce or lost loved ones or are just lonely.
Mm.
Think about those people. Okay. And also those people, you know what, and I want to be fair to you. You create your reality. And I promise you, go to something like the pantomime, even if you go alone.
Mm. Yes.
Okay. Mm. And on the quiet days, you go up to the box office and say, I can't afford that. Might make a plan. I'm throwing it out there. Hey, why not? They probably will. But you know what? I bet you something that you'll walk out smiling and laughing and feeling good.
Mm.
And so you create your reality as well.
Yes.
So if you're going to sit at home and you're going to be watching cricket all day for 5 days,
Is that the most depressing thing you could think of?
Terrible. That is. But yeah. And then that being said, I want to add one other thing, because this is our last show for the year, is that there are people out there also that are hungry and people that are not feeling loved. And so
not getting anything under a Christmas tree this year.
Yeah, and that's okay in terms of, and it's not okay, but that's okay in terms of what the reality is. But it doesn't hurt anybody to make a sandwich and give the sandwich through to somebody or to do something.
And also, I don't know if your family's like my family, but we overcook every Christmas. There's so much leftover food, and we always take everything that's leftover straight people who don't have anything.
Or straight. I must say, an ex of mine, we used to do this. We wake up in the morning and we used to make bags of food for people, and then we used to just go out and hand them out to people. And so this is the time of the year when you see someone on the side of the road, except for those stupid people that spray your window. Don't be crazy, those people. But except for those people, because they're really, you know, they're a hazard. No, seriously, you can hurt yourself. There's no exceptions. You have to give to everyone out of your love of your heart. But but there's nothing wrong with giving a fiver or giving a penny or doing something kind. So please keep that in mind as you go through the Christmas season. And don't forget, the helplines are there for you. Use them. And if you see someone in need, hey, it didn't hurt anybody to make someone smile for that day.
Including a window washer. You know, I've got automatic windscreen wipers, so I always feel so terrible. They spray water on my windscreen and it just goes, and they think I do it. I'm like, I'm so sorry, I didn't do it, and I also have no money.
They drive me crazy. that's a whole other day, a whole other story. But in the spirit of giving, let's do something like that. And again, go off and see something like the pantomime. Now, you, Nathan, you've been going around the country with obviously your new album, Swing City, obviously this time of the year, a lot of the corporates and the gigs that you do request Christmas songs. I would imagine.
Yeah. You have to be very careful about which Christmas songs you do. You know, Xmas songs, I think they call them.
What?
Or holiday jingles.
Holiday jingles. Okay.
Or whatever. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what the PC term is. We do a lot of Christmas carols. But we found that singing about snow and stuff just doesn't make sense.
Correct.
So I wrote a song.
Did you write a song?
Yeah, I wrote one.
Okay, hold on. So is it a parody or is it like a song?
It's like a song song.
I mean, that's like a real one. We're not gonna
it's a real song. Okay. Like Loisa and Graham are on it.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are you going to sing some of it?
Well, no, because I'm already singing on it.
I guess.
I can sing with myself if
sing
you
sing with yourself. Okay, right. We want to hear this. This is from the, is it from the album?
This is actually from a deluxe version we did last Christmas. So okay. It's got this and Silent Night on.
And can people download it?
Yeah. It's on iTunes and everything.
What's the song called?
It's called Christmas in the Southern Hemisphere.
Okay, seriously. Mm. Here we go. Swing City.
That's what Christmas is all about.
No ice, no snow, no need for hot cocoa. It seems the winter's gone away.
It seems the winter's gone away.
It's hot outside. You and me should take a drive. It seems the sun is here to stay.
Christmas only comes once a year.
So let's party like it's Christmas in the Southern Hemisphere.
I love it.
Thank you. A lot of other
Christmas. This is great, eh?
A lot of other carols are really depressing, actually, if you listen to them. This one's tried to be happy.
He's big and he's jolly. Brings gifts to everybody. But he won't be coming in his sleigh.
He won't be coming in his sleigh.
Beach sand, green grass. His ride will need some gas. You can feed reindeer high octane.
Christmas only comes once a year.
So let's party like it's Christmas in the Southern Hemisphere.
Just you and me. We heading for the sea. The only ice you'll find is in our drinks.
Only ice you'll find is in our drinks.
So when clever.
I'll rest a book upon my chest. Oh, I'll be catching 40 winks.
Christmas only comes once a year.
So let's party like it's Christmas in the Southern Hemisphere.
So I have to tell you, when I wrote this song, it actually had a different chorus.
Really, yeah?
Yeah. And it's coming up. They made it the bridge because they said it wasn't catchy enough.
Okay.
So here's the original chorus.
Christmas is sweet in the Southern Hemisphere. We've got sunshine and heat. Bikinis everywhere. Christmas only comes once a year.
So let's party like it's Christmas. Party like it's Christmas. Party like it's Christmas
in the Southern Hemisphere.
Great. Great song.
Thank you.
Great song.
Yeah.
My goodness. I loved it.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
I'm actually going to Kanye's hometown for Christmas.
Oh.
Well, I don't know where your hometown is, but your home province.
Eastern Cape.
Eastern Cape.
Stunning.
I'm so excited.
Where are you going?
Where am I going? I'm going to Kenton-on-Sea, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's a little bit further north. Unless you're from East London side.
No.
Oh.
From Uitenhage, Port
Elizabeth. Uitenhage. You know, the Uitenhagies, they always rip the people from dispatch off.
Yes.
Because, shame, they want to be better than someone else. You know, so.
Okay, all right. Okay. Like that's amazing. So happy for you.
Yes, Rude. So come out of such a lovely, great Christmas song. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Such nice stuff. And then all of a sudden, there's Nathan.
No, it's just that everyone I've met from Uitenhage is like, I'm from Uitenhage, and you're like, oh wow, and you're like, they're like, no, it's better than Dispatch.
Yeah, what? So, did I used to say that to you?
Yes,
you
yeah. Did. Well, actually, and yes, another friend of mine, Craig, who also is from Uitenhage.
No, a lot of people from there.
Yeah,
the only person I know from Uitenhage.
I know, it's so funny. I always assume more people
Roberts
would be from.
Is from Uitenhage.
Yes,
as well?
Cooley is, yeah. Cooley and Kluby.
And Kluby?
Yeah, they're
some
from
good people from Uitenhage.
Yeah, it's almost like Mark. You've been stuck at St. Sidian's, darling.
Yeah, no.
And Sands and Bryanston.
Joburg, Sands.
It's so Bryanston. Like, tell me, Uitenhage. No, it's Uitenhage. No, it's
Uitenhage.
Yeah. I always find that funny about Hout Bay. I mean, you know, it's Hout Bay, but we refuse to stoop to the Afrikaans. No, we can't say Hout.
Very odd. Very odd. We cannot.
No.
Hout Bay.
And you start saying Hamaskluf in DL. So that's job. Again, and wonderful places all over the country that people are going to. So you think about it, and you talk about in Fort Anadunga on CakeNet, plug, my TV show. the interesting thing is that we've found some wonderful things people can do on holidays, and there's a lot of tenting, a lot of Airbnbs, which is making holidays very affordable.
Yes.
And there's lots of great things people can do. And I say this, especially to Joburgers and Pretoria people, Gautengelings. You know, if you want to do something really cool, the Pilansberg is right over here.
Yeah.
It's northwest is right here. You can take a drive out there. It takes you maybe an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. You pack a picnic, got the kids in the car, you're supporting conservation because you're paying at the gate. And you drive around and you get to see the big five. You can do it all in one day and you can come back home.
Yep.
So, you know, again, you create your reality. So if you're going to sit at home and do, you know, I believe Melrose Arch has got the most beautiful Christmas lights. That's exceptional. So there's plenty of things to do, even if you are at home.
I think another thing we need to bring to people's attention is the water crisis in Cape Town. I know we've spoken about it so much, but I really think this is going to make or break Cape Town for next year.
Well, I must tell you something. I'm tired of being asked the question because I'm bored now. People go, where are you going for holiday? I'm going for Cape Town. Well, I'm going to be in Cape Town. Ah, you're not coming up to Bath. Well, I've been in Cape Town most of the year. So trust me, I know what it's like when it was 18% and you had to time, and you still have to, at 2.5 minutes to have your shower. So this is what you, but this is what you do.
Yeah.
Responsible, conscious people behave responsibly.
But so I just want to put it out there because some people are, I don't know, caught up in their own lives so much that they do not know about this and they refuse to help. You know what I mean? They're like, I'm on holiday. I'm going to use however much water I want. And I hope that your skin dries out awfully.
Wow.
I know. That's true. No, you've got to be clever. You've got to be clever. And I mean, seriously, but I'm getting tired of being asked, oh, what do you mean about the water? There's going to be no water. How are you going to shower? I'm like, really, dude? Just follow the rules.
You know what, Alan?
What?
I have a dream.
Let's hear it.
After this long intro, I'm dreaming of a wet Christmas.
For Cape Town, obviously, not Johannesburg.
Just like the ones I used to know when Cape Town had water. Though the Karoo's always been that way. It's new to the Cape. May all your Christmases be wet. I don't know what I'm singing. I'm just making up.
To be very honest with you, that can mean so many things.
Yeah.
No, a lot of people have a lot of wet.
You've gone straight back to Dungeons and Dragons, haven't you?
I'm coming out. I want the world to know. I have no voice.
Yeah, you've also been out for quite some time.
No, it's a bit boring. Anyway, but MCQP isn't. All right, so guys, Kanye Nokwe is in studio. Mark Tatum, he plays Germany cricket. Kanye plays Pinocchio.
What are your guys' Christmas plans? Have you got plans?
Well, work.
Is your family coming together from all over the world? Because you guys seem pretty spread out.
No, they're not. Shame. They're going to spread themselves wider and.
So you have to send postcards or family photos.
When does the show end this year?
30th of December.
So you do work 3 years. It always does. Yeah. Mm. Christmas you work. Do you work Christmas Day?
No.
Okay,
no.
That's the only day you don't work. Christmas Eve you work?
Yes. Yeah.
That must be quite special, actually. Panto on Christmas Eve. I can imagine that's quite a magical experience.
I can imagine.
Do you guys adjust for the Christmas spirit? Do you have a little
I'm
bit of tinsel?
We will.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah, we adjust for anything. Yeah. Like,
current politics, yeah. Oh, wow. New jokes thrown in that happened yesterday, you know.
Yes, well, after this weekend at Congress, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a couple of new jokes in the show.
We'll learn the new lesson of how people have no style if they become president.
There's another great reason to go to the Panto is to, you know, keep up to date with the news. Because I don't know anything. What happened yesterday?
Well, we're going to Congress. We're going to pick the new president of the ANC.
Oh, that's exciting.
Well, I don't know about that, but very nerve-wracking. And no one can call it yet. No one can call it yet. Guys, the two of you are young and you're new in this business, and this has been your first experience in terms of, as I said, quite a mainstream commercial for both of you.
Mm.
And that's why thank you so much for coming on the show, because we love to bring in some, from the Mark Lotterings to the Andre Schwartz's to the some of the... John the Rocksmiths, but also we love having young people because it showcases the talent and how broad it is. What are your dreams, firstly? What would you like to do? What is your where would you like to see yourself in 5 years? It's a good question.
Okay,
can you?
I would like to see myself as one of the top 5 leading pop stars for Africa.
Okay, divine.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know we were meant to have Machaka, Yvonne, on the show today?
Yeah.
She was coming into studio, but Yvonne's in Japan. Big in Japan tonight. Big in Japan. She really is in Japan. So she apologized profusely, but she'll be in here next year because her new album just came out.
Mm.
But yeah, so she's the Princess of Africa. So maybe you guys hook up and create some magic.
A lot of David Bloch actually tells me that I remind him of her.
Oh, really? We love David, Mr. Producer.
Yes.
He's running all over the world at the moment.
Yes.
I actually spoke to him this week. It's amazing work that he's done. A lot of corporate work.
And he has the most amazing shoes.
Always has the best shoes and the best clothes and this little actually very Marky, very like petite. Like you, Mark, petite, unlike guys. Beautiful ass that are robust. So, where would you like to see
next
yourself?
5 years? Well, I'm going on the Lion King international tour.
Woohoo!
January next year. Yeah, that's going to be exciting.
Because Pierre van Heerden's also on it, which is divine.
Yeah,
he's back as Pumbaa.
Yes.
Who are you playing?
I'm playing Ed the hyena. Yeah.
Are you Ed?
The crazy one whose tongue is always out. Yeah, exactly.
Do you know that song? Do you know that song?
What, Chow Down?
Yeah.
Chow Down!
Yeah, I'm just the guy in the back going,
I've seen it the most.
Yeah,
I've seen it 8 times. Actually, I've seen Wicked.
No, you've seen Priscilla the most. Sure.
Priscilla ate Wicked and Lion. But Lion King. Do you know? It's actually a phenomenal story. Gareth and I were in London. It's my first trip to London. We were on 702 at the time, and I sat there and by myself in like the row 3 because I bought one ticket outside. Pawned a ticket for the street, you know. And I sat by myself because it was the odd ticket. And I sat alone, and I was quite robust. And this woman was sitting next to me. And obviously, it begins. And what happens in Lion King is down the center, it's got three, in that particular theater, had three paths.
Yeah.
The most incredible thing happens is the elephant comes in first.
Yeah.
And I burst into tears, but I was hysterical. And this woman said,
because you were all alone.
No. Because I was so proudly African. And this woman said, are you okay, sir? Are you all right? I'm from Africa. This is my people. She's like, this is 20 years ago. Oh, my God. And then Selo Makakengube takes to the stage.
Oh, wow.
And I love Selo. And I didn't know he was in it. And I'm like,
I wish I was there.
It was the most.
That is amazing.
This woman thought I was mad. She was holding my hand throughout the production.
Oh, wow.
I was crying in every. Sorry. So I just had to tell you that.
Apparently, I'm one of the people that will be in the elephant coming in.
Oh, will you? Because you come in. Are you going to come as a baby elephant? No, you'll see that.
No, I mean one of the legs.
It's huge.
It's massive.
So congratulations. That's going to be great.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing.
Where are you headed on the tour?
So it's an Asian tour. So it's Philippines, Singapore, South Korea, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Dubai.
Wow.
Yeah. And then eventually South Africa in 2020. So it's a 3-year
tour. Sure, that's brilliant. Amazing.
And I'm happy it's coming back because everyone's got to see. I'll see the getting another.
So when you ask for a 4-year plan, you got like pretty much the next 5 years.
3/5 of it, yeah.
Guys, thank you for joining us in studio. Pinocchio is happening at the Johannesburg Civic Theatre. It's happening until the 30th of December. Mm-hmm. Go go and see it. Take the kids. Yeah. It's really cool. And if you really love it, I know that people, some people see it 5-6 times.
I know. Yeah.
They love it so much. Yeah. You know, my friend Doug Forbes, he goes and sees it 100 times.
Yeah.
proud of you guys. Well done.
Thank you.
And of course, it was great to have Tobi Crooney on the line. Mm. Nicky van der Velde, the opening of Casa at the Ritz. Don't miss that. And of course, Candace Haynes, MCQP, the theme is Dungeons and Dragons. It's a Saturday in Cape Town. We thought we'd end with a song.
Yes, we have to because
we want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want you to make sure your New Year is fantastic, and the best way to do it is to wish upon a star. So if we could all sing this together,
thank you.
It's our closing song of the show.
Wish upon a star makes no difference. Desires will come to you.
Your voice is gone now.
Your heart is in your dreams. No request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, as dreams do.
This is CliffCentral.com.